My name is Tony Travers from the London School of Economics. The position of the advice sector in the light of the extraordinary reforms that are currently taking place and the cuts to public spending is clearly going to be important. You can hardly exaggerate how reformist this government is. It's incredibly radical. And it's making changes simultaneously to schools, the health service, the benefits system, planning, pretty well everything. And for that reason, the organisations that give advice and help people with their problems will have a profoundly important role, in my view, not only unravelling what the government's doing and predicting what the impacts might be, but then helping individuals and communities sort of manoeuvre their way through the changed world that emerges. Well, there is no question that the organisations that provide advice are themselves under pressure, partly because of the sharp reduction in public expenditure, the government's policy to reduce the deficit, and this is creating cuts in many parts of local government and some parts of the centre, which feed through to precisely the kind of organisations that give advice. And there's a paradox here. The government wants more voluntary and not-for-profit organisations taking over public services, and yet these are in many cases ones that are being cut. The most positive thing it's possible to say is that there will be opportunities in all of this. And I think, you know, organisations that provide advice will need to look around to new sources of money as they become available. There are going to be some, even more to the private sector than in the past, but generally not to give up hope. You know, things will settle down. Oh, there's always hope for the future. I mean, there have been short, sharp cuts to public expenditure in the past, periods of intense uncertainty, you know, in the early 1980s, indeed in the late 1970s, and the sector, this sector, will survive. It'll have more work and possibly for a time less money. But there are, I think, despite all the public spending cuts, opportunities in this new, more fragmented world, partly because there'll be more demand for the kind of services that are provided. And for those organisations that survive and can find renewed or improved income sources, there will be, you know, there's going to be no shortage of work. The problem isn't the work side of the equation, never was perhaps. The difficulty in the short term is ensuring that there are resources to keep going. But am I optimistic generally about the future for organisations that provide advice? For sure.